Welcome to How Leaders Lead. I'm Kula Callahan, here to bring you another edition of Three More Questions with David Novak. David, I am so excited about our conversation today. How do you feel about it?
Oh, I couldn't be more thrilled because, you know, just had one of the most fun conversations I've ever had since I started the How Leaders Lead podcast. And, you know, I had it with Deion Sanders, the NFL Hall of Famer and head coach at the University of Colorado. But this guy is a born leader. People ask if you're a born leader or not. I think this is a case where this is a born leader. He's just got innate skills that you can't teach, and he follows his gut. And he's true to who he is. And things just come to him when they come to him. And they just make a heck of a lot of sense. So I loved every bit of it. It was fun. I think everybody should listen to this podcast. It was a great one.
It was a fantastic one. It'll motivate you to do things that you didn't know you're capable of. And the guy is just so freaking likable. And the conversation is amazing. And I'm excited to dive into our questions for our conversation today, David. So without any further ado, let's roll right into it.
All right, let's go.
Question number one. Coach Prime is the only athlete to have played in both the Super Bowl and the World Series. And in the episode, you ask him what he learned from playing on both of those championship teams. He said the most important thing he learned is that everything matters, that he can't minimize the minimal or glorify the glorious. He's got to be rock steady with everything. David, how can leaders stay steady and consistent after really high highs or really low lows?
Well, I think Prime really talked about this in a way that I'd never really thought about it. You know, I've always said, for example, that leaders need to have a healthy dissatisfaction with the status quo, whether it's really low or really high. You got to be pushing yourself in both situations. He said it in a very simple, down-to-earth way, which is remember that you're never there. You know, what's your there? And keep pursuing that there. And once you get there, there's another there, and there's another there, and there's another there. And, I just loved his purpose in life. He understands his why. He doesn't want to be just a good football coach. There's no doubt in my mind he wants to be the best coach that ever lived. He wants to be the best that ever did anything. You know, and when he does something, he wants to do it well. You know, he did some KFC commercials. He says, I wanted to make sure that every take was the best it could be. And, you know, I think that kind of mindset really helps you get through both the highs and the lows because, you know, you have them. You know, one of the things he also said that I loved is that he might have a bad minute. He might have a bad hour. He might have a bad moment, but he never has a bad day. And, you know, he stays positive. And that positive energy lifts you up when you're really down. And it takes you to even higher places when you're really high. But positive energy is one of those things that can work in both those situations, the low lows and the high highs.
I love in the interview when Coach Prime says, you got to set your own thermostat. This idea of not letting other people determine how you're going to feel or the outlook on life that you're going to have. So to your point, David, I think setting your own thermostat and realizing that you're never there and that kind of being your constant is a great way to keep going in the tough moments and in the really great ones. Question number two. Coach Prime says that the most important thing he's doing to drive culture at Colorado is want. He says his players got to want better for themselves. They got to want to achieve more. They really got to want it. David, how does a leader instill that sense of want and drive in their people?
The first thing you have to do is set the standard in terms of what you yourself as a leader want for you and your team and the goals that you have the capacity to achieve. And then you as a leader got to make sure that you do everything you can to walk the talk and achieve it yourself. Then I believe it's really important once you set out that mission, once you set out that want and identified it and you say, hey, this is really how we're going to play the game around here. You can't let people skate. People either got to get in the boat or you're out. And, you know, Coach Prime says he can see it in people's eyes. Okay, he looks at them and he can tell fairly quickly whether they really have what it takes to get them to where they want to go. And so if you come into a team and you've got to turn things around, and you look out there and the people that you have on your team at that point in time, they don't have that want. They don't have the same desire to make the change that's got to be done. You got to change the players, because you're going to get the same old results with players who don't want the want. Great common sense. And I just love the way how he thinks about it.
Question number three. The Colorado Buffaloes went 4-8 last season, which technically is a losing season. And it'd be really easy to see that as a failure. But Coach Prime sees it differently. He sees it as a season where they won in every area but the scoreboard. David, how should leaders go about processing what others might see as a failure?
Well, I think in this case, you know, one of the things that he did is he took over a 1-11 team. And they went 4-8. And they beat TCU, which was ranked 17th in the country. And this was a program that had nothing going for it. So in reality, the results that he achieved were good. But you know, when you go in and you got to turn something around, it does not happen overnight. So you as a leader have got to find ways to celebrate the first downs, the wins that you really need to get that are going to take you to the goal and take you to that touchdown. So you got to find the first downs that you achieve out there and let everybody know about it. And in his case, he talked about his grade point average for his team, the amount of revenue that the team brought in after they showed up, the fact that they were on game day and he was on 60 Minutes and the publicity that they got and the fact that these young men became better men. All these were wins that don't necessarily show up in a 4-8 record. But the thing that I know is he's coming. I mean, he's telling you, he's coming, and he's telling you, I believe. And when you listen to this guy, I could just imagine being an 18-year-old kid in the locker room hearing this guy talk about what the expectations are and what he's going to do to drive performance. And I can just imagine what that's like. I mean, this guy is motivating people, but I tell you what, he knows what the standard has to be for them to get there. The other thing he says, he's really defined reality. He looked at the 4-8 record. He knows what kind of players they need to go get. And he's identified those type of players. And I guarantee you, this guy's going to go get them. He's got a real focused mind.
There's no doubt in my mind that he's going to go get him. It was so interesting hearing him talk about kind of reviewing the season and reflecting on it and recognizing that, you know, we need a couple more linebackers, we need a couple more defensive linemen, offensive linemen. He says, I'm a football guy. That's the easy part. The other wins that we experienced this season, those are what people really try to do and aren't as good at. But we won in all these areas. I mean, the stadium sold out even in the spring. And so I think celebrating that with all of the people that you're trying to influence and lead is a great way to look at a season like a 4-8 season and it not be something that just zaps positivity.
Yeah, and there's no program in the country that has more pressure on them every week than Colorado, okay? And, you know, I asked him, if you remember, I asked him about nerves. I said, you know, how do you deal with nerves? And he says, I don't feel nerves. I put nerves on my peers. They don't put nerves on me. And, you know, that's the kind of mindset to have, because it's more important what you do than what other people do. It's more important that you put process and discipline around what really matters and make sure that you do it versus, you know, looking at what other people are doing and being concerned about them. Oh, yeah, you can learn from them. Oh, yeah, you got to be aware of what they're good at, what they might be doing a little bit better than you. But you got to set the standards. You got to make your peers nervous. And they shouldn't make you nervous.
God, I'm fired up right now, David. This conversation was so great with Coach Prime. Another thing he said that I loved is, even if you broke, keep moving.
Absolutely. You know, and I can't really do this podcast without talking about my unbelievable partner, Wendy Novak, who just passed away a couple of weeks ago by the time this airs. And I asked the coach for what kind of advice he would give to me and my daughter on how to move on. And he said basically that, you know, if you're broke, just keep moving and treasure every day, every moment, every year you had with the person that you loved. And it was very inspiring. He's a very, very inspiring guy. And, you know, we had a very quick connection, and it's one that I'll always remember. And I can't wait to meet him. I can't wait to meet him. I know our paths will cross one day in the future. So it was great, Kula.
That wraps our episode of Three More Questions for today. Thank you again for tuning in to How Leaders Lead. We're on a mission to make the world a better place by developing better leaders. And if you carve out a little time with us each and every week, we'll help you build the confidence you need to lead well.
Well, everybody, you know what's upon us right now. It's March Madness. So coming up next on How Leaders Lead is Matt Doherty, the author and former player and head coach at the University of North Carolina. I think you'll learn a lot from Matt, who really is very open about the challenges he's had in his career.